One of the world's worst humanitarian emergencies is in Somalia, where over 3 million people need food aid to survive. But it's also arguably one of the most dangerous nations in the world for humanitarian workers to operate in. However, despite threats and looting by Al-Qaeda-linked militants, UN aid workers this week pledged to carry on their work to help feed the hungry in Somalia. Intense fighting between government troops and Islamic militants is making it increasingly difficult to deliver aid in the nation, where UN agencies are trying to fight cholera outbreaks and maintain food supplies to the hungry. Aid operations have been temporarily halted in the south-central town of Badoa after Islamic militants looted the UN compound there, along with a compound in Wajid. Rosanne Cholton is the acting humanitarian coordinator of the UN agencies in Somalia, and she spoke to my colleague Kelsey Brennan-Wessels about the situation there.
What we are focused on at the moment is how we can restart our operations in Baidoa because these are focused on humanitarian life-saving actions, and we've had to suspend those temporarily with the removal of radio equipment in particular. So we are trying to have that restored so that we can start working again as quickly as we can.
Will the UN have to stop some operations or close down some offices?
That doesn't, at the moment, doesn't appear to be the case. So we haven't had to do that. What we've had to do is simply suspend operations temporarily in Baidoa because radio equipment was removed. But in Wajid, our operation there has not been impacted because the minimum security conditions are still present.
Now, how has the looting in Baidoa affected, or how will it affect the humanitarian aid?
Well, the equipment that has been taken, very much so, the radio, I mean, that's the key equipment, and some vehicles. I mean, we can have alternatives to that in order to be able to carry on the action, but the radio is critical. But happily, other items, for example, like vaccines are intact, other products that we need to use are still intact, so those have not been touched.
All right, can you tell me a bit about the security risks for aid workers in Somalia?
Yes, the security risks, I think, as we know, are high in the sense that the situation is a little bit unpredictable. But we make every effort to manage the risks effectively by having in place the kind of minimum conditions that provide protection to our staff and also prevent incidents that are a danger to them. From time to time, the kind of incident that we saw yesterday in Baidoa and Wajid occurred. But no staff were harmed yesterday. Only items of equipment and so on were taken, but staff were not harmed in any way at all.
Now, can you tell me maybe a bit about the importance of aid agencies in Somalia? What would the civilians do if the aid agencies were not there to help?
Well, the aid agencies are trying to deliver humanitarian assistance right now to over 3 million people who are in need of that kind of support. We're not able to access everybody all the time, largely for security reasons, but we are making every effort to be able to provide anyone who needs assistance with the kind of support and assistance that they need. We are also, of course, trying to do it in ways that enhance the capacity of the Somali communities to provide them the kind of services that they need themselves. But in the kind of insecure situation that we have, the aid agencies, all of those development partners who are assisting Somalia, their contribution is still really key.
That was Rosanne Cholton, a senior UN humanitarian official in Somalia, talking to my colleague, Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.